So you found swimming a challenge because you've been doing it for quite a while.
Well, like, I mean, like, I've been doing it for so long, it's never been, like, a problem until now. Because, like, there's so much more work than there was before. And, I mean, it's not, like, a lot of time taken away. Because it's only, like, every time I go, it's only for, like, 1 hour. But then I have to, like, walk there and then walk back, and it becomes, like, more than 2 hours. So, like, I still go sometimes, but, like, it becomes more, like not as consistent as it was before. And that's, like, caused, like, some problems.
And when you say it's caused some problems, what might the problems be?
Well, like, with it, and, like, also with, like, my parents, because they think that I should be going, like, so much more. And, like, with also my coach, and it's, like...
So people around you are disappointed with your commitment to it?
Yeah.
So how have you responded to that? What?
Well, like, I try to go as much as I can. And, like, my mom will let me not go if I, like, show her, like, this is what I have to do today. And, like, she understands that sometimes it's a lot that I have to do. But if, like, she doesn't think that it's a lot, like, I just still go.
So you're finding yourself having to negotiate whether you go or not?
Yeah.
And how often are you going?
Well, I'm meant to go, like, 3 to 4 times a week. But it's not really like that anymore. It's like, if I'm lucky, I go 3 times a week. Like, most of the time, like, it's like 2 or 3.
So... What are the barriers to you being fully committed to it, other than workload? Is there something else which is stopping you from being as engaged or involved in swimming as you were before?
I guess because, like, I haven't been going a lot, like, as much as I was, like, before. Like, I feel like I haven't, like been there enough, so, like, I'm not, like, getting enough practice as I should. So, like, I'm kind of, like...
So is it a slippery slope now that you've stopped going as much? You're not as good or as confident, so, like, and then now when you go, you don't want to go.
Yeah.
So you're realizing there's, like, a minimum level of commitment to certain activities if you're going to keep them up.
Yeah.
And that's a challenge, isn't it? Yeah, how to motivate yourself when you find yourself starting to, yeah. Interesting. So what strategies could you use then to keep yourself motivated if you want to keep doing it?
I don't really, like, I'm not really sure. Like, my main motivation is, like, my mom wanting me to go. Because, like, I don't want to, like, make her, like, disappointed. Because whenever I don't go, she says, like, oh, it's okay. And then she's like, it's not really okay. So, like, I don't really like that. That's why, like, I go.
And so have you had a conversation with your mum about this?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she's still always gonna, like, think like that. So.
Interesting.
Unless, like, I fully stop.
Yeah.
Which, like,
well, I suppose maybe you're finding it's hard for you to be motivated for other people.
Yeah. I guess.
Right, we're gonna have to leave it there. You'll have to press stop.